Glendy.
Rosanna.
Hi, Glendy.
How are you today?
Okay.
Okay. Well, Rosanna? Hello. I'm calling for help. For direction in an area. Personally.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have some energy to talk to me?
Yeah. Just 1 second. Yeah, go ahead.
So, there's a lot happening with me, you know, in my movement into you and what the states of consciousness and just, anyways, I can tell the people to love and ecstasy beyond their comprehension, anyways, now. And so there's all kinds of stuff going on with me with God. And I'm going very fast. I fall like a rocket ship. And my clarity is very clear about all what's going on and all the different ways that the illusion is coming in every different way. And my understanding and clarity about my own illusions or illusion or bondage about the desire for a man and how that has had such a grip on me. And so my surrender in that area of detachment from that is like total. As far as I can totally see the illusion. And I won't ever like waver again, you know, ever. Out of where I'm going now and what God's doing with me now, because so much is coming into me that it would be like picking up a piece of shit if I would go back that direction. Do you know what I mean? So that's happened really fast, Grasana. This movement that's going on is going on really fast inside of me.
Oh, that's good.
And my ability to see the trappings of it is really very, very clear and shifted inside of me. But I also still, I'm like looking like with eyes all over my head, how can the illusion try to get me in any way? In specifically in that area. And I feel like I'm letting go so fast, that's why I'm getting so filled with so much nectar, I guess. I don't know what to call it, but I finally feel like I can tell the people, like I did in Seattle, that it is love and ecstasy beyond their comprehension because of what personally I'm feeling inside of myself. My question is, and I know that I have to keep moving in this direction, and I wanted to ask you about... And I know that the area of need in me, in any way, needing anything outside of you and myself, in order to exist as a woman or exist as a master and bring this to the world, there can be nothing else that I need, and I don't need anything else. And that shift has happened inside of me of not needing, you know, which is a total miracle. You know, because it's been like, and while the desire's there, but the need to make me strong and whole isn't there anymore. Like I was in your room screaming, I needed to have a man, or I can't do this mission. All of that is like somehow gone beyond.
Yeah.
Just like almost, I think when you asked me if I was going to trust you, somehow everything just like whacked around in me and gave me something else. Bigger than that. I don't. Anyways, it's like a miracle, practically. And so where I'm sitting from right now is like totally different place, looking at everything. Not just awareness, but realization. And it's almost practically too fast to comprehend that it's happened that fast. My question is in the area of sex. Should I be becoming detached from sex and not ever having sex in order to go into full detachment? Or is sex okay to have sometimes if I'm in a state of detachment?
Yeah, it won't hurt you to have it. But you can also go on without having it and be in a state of detachment and be still fully satisfied. But it just depends on the circumstances as they come up, as they arise, as the situations arise, what you feel like and what comes up and what it feels like for you. But it's nothing that you need to feel that you, if you don't have it, you're going to have like a problem.
But what if I have desire to have it?
Well, then that's all right. That there's nothing wrong with that either. And you can go ahead and have it. There's nothing wrong with having a desire to have sex.
Well, that's what I wanted to find out from you.
Yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with that. Having a desire for sex. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
And then having sex.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I feel like once in a while I want to, like, I mean, and I don't know what's going to happen down the road somewhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, while I'm trekking on down the road,
right,
if a situation occurs that I just want to have sex and do that, is that in any way going to... Well, I feel like I could just have sex with somebody, like somebody that I wanted to have sex with or something, and it wouldn't do anything to the state that of consciousness of detachment that I'm in.
Uh-huh.
That I could have sex.
Yeah.
Separate from that.
Uh-huh. Well, the thing that would be a problem if you did have sex and you did find that there was an attachment that developed or that was developing.
Uh-huh.
And you were starting to get attached to that person in a way that they were influencing you in your life and having some control over your thinking and everything.
Okay, so that's what I came up with when I was meditating just for like an hour on this. I just wanted to... That's what I also think is what I have to just be careful of.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, there's no problem.
Okay.
But if you start getting some crazy attachment and you want to marry him and you know, then it's not good.
Now, what about I never thought about the marrying thing in this situation because I don't know where I'm even going. I'm just like feel like I'm on a rocket ship right now.
Mm-hmm.
But with your statement about that, well, what if in like 2 years from now or 5 years or what about? I mean, I don't know why I would want to get married in this state.
Mm-hmm.
But what if there was one person that I was just going to be with?
Mm-hmm.
That. I was in a detached state.
Couldn't you just be with him?
Yeah. I'm just saying right now, you just made a statement right there, so I want to clarify, so I make sure I never get married in case I ever want to. Or I don't know why I would want to in this state. I can't figure that out.
That is better. It's better not to get married.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't want to get married.
Just be together and mm-hmm. let it just be what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't think for any purposes of the mission for the world that would be a good thing for me to have that image?
No. I don't think so. Not in this mission. We're not trying to appear like Christians. Marriage always brings with it a certain sign of
attachment
and fear and neediness. And why would you want to marry him anyway? Because you'd be afraid that maybe he would go with someone else, and then you wouldn't have him, and then where would you be? Well, if you're with God, why would you be worried about that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I can't picture getting married now. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but... Even Ananda Mai, she was married to that guy she was with.
Different story. They never had sex.
Well, you're right. So, anyways, I'm just wondering, in a detached state, if there would be any such reason for marriage, or if you just wanted to, or whatever. If there was an attachment.
Yeah, but the thing, Ananda Mai was in India. Where all the women have to get married.
Right. So forget about her. I'm just talking about here.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying that, though. She was married, but if she had been in America, she wouldn't have had to gotten married. Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't have had any need to have that man be a specific person in her life at all, except just another one of her students.
Okay, so anyway, so the sex thing, I can, that's the conclusion I came to, too. I just wanted to see from you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't ever be influenced or bothered in any way off of where I'm going with God and the people.
Yes, exactly.
And if I'm ever with anybody in any kind of way, personally, it has to be something that's in total support of every part of me.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I can't need that person in such a way that would make me in any way act and be stopped. Anyways, I feel very free right now.
Right.
I feel so free, I can't even believe it. You know, I'm getting filled with states of ecstasy. I didn't know it was going to happen like this or so fast. But sometimes I feel like I'm flying out on a star or something. And I started to think about sex today and wonder about that. I'm just checking in with you, Gross, and to make sure I don't make any fucking mistakes and get the devil to get me going in some other direction or something.
Yeah, you just don't want to have the man who's influencing you and trying to tell you how it's going or anything.
Right. I clearly understand that. I mean, now I don't even understand it. There's some kind of realization about it all.
Right.
But the power's pouring into me because of it all.
Right.
And I now can say I would not do that. I would not give what I have right now up for anything. Anyway, I don't know how all of it got broken so fast. But I guess it was just timing. That was my whole illusion, my whole life.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I joined the Hare Krishna movement because of that verse in the Bhagavad Gita.
Right.
That women should be taken care of.
Right.
At every stage of their life, in their childhood by their father, in their youth by their husband.
Right.
In their old age by their sons. Right. That's what made me call up that Hare Krishna temple.
Right.
Then
right.
I heard about going home, and then I joined.
Right,
but
right.
that's what attracted me, was that. So,
right.
anyways, I feel free from that.
Mm-hmm.
And, but not free from desire for sex.
Mm-hmm.
And not needing to have, I'm not controlled by that, where that's going to, like, I'm going to have to find somebody to do that, or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not like that, but.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought on occasion sometimes, you know. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually there might be somebody that is that kind of a person in my life.
Yes.
Because I can't, I definitely do not feel like it's good for the mission if I be fucking, you know, even two or three or four different people. It's just not a good image.
Right.
For me to be having sex with different people.
Right, right.
I think that's really bad. So I feel like eventually that will come, and I'm not looking for it, which is what feels good.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, while God's going to arrange whatever that is in the future,
mm-hmm.
I might want to have sex once in a while, so I wanted him to see about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. That will hurt nothing.
Okay. Crescent, I am totally surrendered to you. Krishna.
Mm.
I love you.
I love you too, Glenda.
Oh, I'm going to tell the whole world about you.
They want to hear.
Incarnation. Anyway, I finally feel qualified to lead this mission.
Hmm. Oh, yes.
I had to let go of that the need and all my attachment to needing to have anything outside of you.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.